Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you about someone who was, morally speaking, running the red lights. It's, of course, King David in the Old Testament. I'm going to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 3, where we read this. So David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" King David was the greatest monarch ancient Israel had. David backslid more than once in his life, but 2 Samuel 11 describes what most believe to be his worst season of shame. One day, David was on his balcony when he saw the alluring image of a beautiful woman bathing. Now, it should have stopped right there. It might have been that David's worst sin was entertaining a lustful image and impure thoughts, if he had stopped then. But he didn't. David went further, and in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 3, we see him take deliberate steps in the wrong direction. Verse 3 tells us, "So David sent and inquired." David could have ended the temptation on his balcony. Instead, he put himself into a more tempting situation by following up on this attractive woman. Many an adulterer has looked with regret upon the moment that they decided to pursue rather than to deny the temptation. Nevertheless, God did not give up on David. In the midst of this downward spiral, God gave David a red light, a warning telling him to stop immediately. The warning came in the form of the response to David's inquiry. Someone told him, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam?" David learned that her father was Eliam, one of David's mighty men. That's in 2 Samuel chapter 23. As a matter of fact, her grandfather was Ahithophel, one of David's chief counselors. You'll find that in 2 Samuel chapter 23. Then God gave David another red light, and this one was even brighter. David was told that the woman was the wife of Uriah the Hittite. David learned that the woman was married and the wife of another of one of David's mighty men. David should have received the news of the woman's identity as a warning. In taking Bathsheba, David sinned against Uriah, against Eliam, against Ahithophel, and of course, against Bathsheba. Tragically, David ignored God's warning signs and didn't stop when God gave him a way of escape. Even worse, David used God's warnings as an occasion to sin. He pressed the gas pedal and sped through the red lights. When David heard the beautiful woman's husband was away in battle, it made the temptation stronger. David committed adultery in his heart up on the roof. Now he knew that he had an opportunity to commit adultery in practice. Adultery in the heart and mind is bad. Adultery in practice is far worse. In his great love and mercy, God gave King David many warning signs and opportunities to stop his sinful course. That same love would sustain David after the sin, restoring him after confession and repentance. We can be sure that David wished he had listened to God's loving warnings before the sin. God's great love warns us and provides us a way of escape in temptation. So let me ask you a question. Today, are you running red lights?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.